This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, it's time for your weekly check-in when it comes to farming and agriculture in America. The real strength in American farming is on the farms run by the American family farmer, the businesses that support farmers in that realm, the family-owned farm business, the ag co-op, that sort of thing, and then the locavores who support what we do on our farms. I'm an American family farmer, Doug Steffen, here with a focus first on the podcast, which we have every week available for you, the highlights of conversations that we have with people that are important to agriculture who have found solutions to problems. That's really the basis for doing this program. The American Family Farmer is aimed at helping all of you come up with ideas to make your farm more viable. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Eliza McLean, who is the owner of Cane Creek Farm. She's a lifelong, like me, exposed to the farm life for most of her life. And so she's got a very important story to tell and a way for you to understand what goes on Cane Creek Farm. First, a reminder about our podcast that's presently posted at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I talked to syrup makers Paul Haldeman and Deanne Nelson of Zor Tapetry, T-A-P-A-T-R-E-E. They've set up a really amazing syrup story. They introduce consumers to a world of different flavors in their products in this podcast. They come from Rodman, New York. They've launched the small batch way of doing maple syrup, not in a huge, like, the again, this is small family farming versus the huge conglomerates that make that crappy syrup that comes from corn syrup. This is real maple syrup. So if you go to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll listen, find out the important things to look for when you're buying maple syrup, whether you're making it, there are great tips there on making it, and also how to know what you're buying. And so visit also their website, tapetry.com, to find out more about their process and how to purchase their syrups. That's what's at the podcast right now at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Looking around the world of agriculture as we really now are pretty much full swing into 2018, strong consumer confidence. A lot of people are talking about the expanding global economy, the persistent economic recovery news. And rural America is not isn't going the other way. Rural America, in many ways, is showing some improvement. But if you're getting optimistic, maybe you need to temper that just a little bit because of belt tightening. There are lingering financial stresses, especially if you're in the dairy business. But low commodity prices across the board, beef and grains and that sort of thing, corn, soy. There's a report called The Year Ahead, Forces That Will Shape the U.S. Rural Economy, that comes from the biggest lender in agriculture, an outfit called CoBank, headquartered, I believe, in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken. It's a bank that pretty much funds all, it's like the Fed for farms. It funds all of the other institutions, like Pioneer. Each region of the country has its really large agricultural bank, but they get their fund from CoBank. Their expertise has gotten them to, in a summation, say the following. The rural economy is uniquely impacted by what happens in Washington, the broader economy, and what's going on around the world. In the coming year, rural America will rise with the broader economic tide, but will also have to contend with barriers to prosperity. And so I'll read between the lines here, looking a little bit more at the report, but the things you hear me consistently talk about as a dairy person is how the big ag conglomerates, the mostly Suiza Foods, Dean Foods, the Suiza family, have basically, not to be too crude, screwed the American farmer. $14 milk, it's ridiculous. And the prices keep going down because there's more market. The huge agribusinesses that have 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 cows, the quality of the milk is horrible. And the life of the cow on the farm is horrible, but it produces a lot of milk, and they want to sell in volume because they think that's where the money is. Meanwhile, family farmers like me that used to milk 100 cows, 40 cows, 200 cows, even a family farm that milks 1,000 cows has a tough time making it because the numbers just are not there. And there are other things. We're getting a lot of pushback from milk that would come from other sources, from other countries. And that's the same thing in the other, all the commodities. Beef, pork, lamb, poultry products, the grains. All of this is something that's been affected because our economy is so good. And it then becomes expensive, you know, things cost more in a good economy and it's harder to produce on the farm. So instead of helping to mitigate this problem, the easy thing is for these big corporate entities to go buy offshore and bring the stuff in here. And of course that means that the family farmer takes it in the neck one more time. What about the consuming side of this? What about the local boards? What about the people who are buying the food? There's really strong consumer confidence. Unemployment rates are at their best for, almost the last 20 years, I think. And wages have been growing faster. You saw the reports this past week about the 1%, most of them Americans, and what that's doing to the economy, the money that's being made on the upper end. Then you look at the stock market, and you know that a lot of farmers are getting wealthy by understanding their commodity, by betting on themselves. And I think that really, in the long and the short of it, if you're betting on yourself, I'm going to bet you're going to have a better year. And that's the way I read this economic overview from CoBank. In a moment, we're going to meet the lady who runs Cane Creek Farm. Eliza McLean joins us on the American Family Farmer. You may have heard me talking to Dr. Douglas Howard, who's the founder of Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a company that produces fruits and vegetables. So you can say, what's so remarkable about that? Well, what's remarkable about Balance of Nature products is they take the veggies and the fruits that they're growing on their own farms and they powder them. They cook them if it's appropriate. They process them. They powder them, put them into capsules so that you get the benefit of 9 to 11 servings of fruits and 11 to 13 different vegetables every day when you have one of these capsules from the fruit bottle, the vegetable bottle, every morning and every night. You will, over the period of 7 to 10 days, boost your immune system by over 700%. And one of the great things about Balance of Nature is they provide a health coach at no charge to you. So when you go online to order at balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and that's how you will get access to a free month supply of both of the things. And actually, there's a third participant product they have called Fiber and Spice that you want to find out about as well. Because between the fruits and the veggies and the spices and the fiber, you have all you need to enhance your immune system, to keep strong during the confrontations your body, your health will have during the cold winter months. So help yourself to health. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get on the program, first month free, of the fruits and veggies that work on your immune system to get it where it needs to be. Balanceofnature.com. The special deal comes when you use the code DJV.
Have you? On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new...
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. In-store only.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
18 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. Let's spend a few minutes being introduced to Eliza McLean from Cane Creek Farm. I'm sure you were listening to some of the things I was saying about the farm economy. As an introduction to you and to your farm, what do you think the rural economy? You're down in North Carolina. Are you in a really rural setting or sort of a suburban setting, Eliza?
Good morning, Doug. I am... kind of both. I'm in a very rural county in North Carolina, but I'm at the southern end of it, right near Chapel Hill and Burlington, which is not far from Greensboro. So I'm really technically in the Triangle area, which is, I guess, suburban rather than real rural. My little village only has a blinking light. Doesn't even have a stoplight.
Really? Oh, I love those places.
Yeah.
I moved to one of those places. So how would you rate your economy there in general, jobs, businesses, that sort of thing? In other words, the people that support your farm, are they coming from prosperity, or are they not doing so well?
The people that support my farm, and we have a butcher shop as well, are really those coming from prosperity, and we're pretty dependent on them. We have a really loyal following, have for about 15 years now for Cane Creek's products, and especially once we open the butcher shop, even in this little village, it's become a destination place. I do bring my product to town as well to sort of capture more of that customer base, but I'm reliant, unfortunately, on a not terribly diverse, pretty well-off community, but I get to live in rural America in the best of both worlds. So I'm very lucky. I'm not a Midwestern farmer with a lot of acres that really has to travel far to capture their market or compete with the big guys.
How much land do you have, Eliza?
I farm on about 80 acres. So I own 37, and I'm lucky enough to get 50 next door to lease for a very modest amount.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is a saving grace for all of us. I use about 800 acres of land on my farm, and I own about 140. It's finding now the land, making it available and using it and supporting agriculture, which is one of the things I want to talk to you about as we continue here. CaneCreekFarm.us is the website for Cane Creek Farm. It's 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three after the hour, it's the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here every week, but usually the owner of a farm that's done well in their surroundings, and thus the story of Eliza McClain, the owner of Cane Creek Farm. Cane Creek Farm, it's with a C. Cane with a C. Creek, obviously, with a C. CaneCreekFarm.us. So you started life on the farm, well, at least in your teen years, working with a vet, is that right? Or you were influenced a lot by a veterinary technician. How did that influence, how did you work that in your school and in your home life, Eliza?
Well, I've always thought I would be, I always did think I would be a vet. So, you know, as a young person, I kind of challenged that by becoming a vet tech, working in kennels and working my way up to assisting the vets and that sort of thing. And I did, like a precocious teen does, tried to balance everything, sports, the paper route, being the oldest, blah, blah, blah. I just had a lot of energy. But most sort of influential during those years was living with an Amish family, which I was lucky enough to do, was interested in breaking horses. And so I got very lucky as a senior and got to spend 6 weeks with them as a sort of senior project and come back and kind of report on it. And I ended up basically going out to that farm for the next 5 years, every break from college, and didn't really think that would make me who I am now, but I think that had a lot to do with it because I sort of came full circle, and I really liked the way they mixed their species and you know, fed themselves and all that sort of thing, and that's kind of what I do now.
You're feeding yourself, your family. What is it? What do the people in your family think about this? You're running this, so are there others in your family that are helping you, or are you pretty much doing this all on your own?
That's a good question. I'm doing it all on my own. I have a lot of support. You know, people will, we have a veterinary emergency going on right now with a sow, very unusual for pigs to have a pig stuck. But, I've had that situation for the last 24 hours with a young gilt having her first litter. And, been up all night with her, and everybody knew it, but no one gets up with me. So, you know, they're gentle with me in the morning. They bring me my coffee, and they ask how it went, but they don't come down and hold the light.
I'm on your website right now, canecreekfarm.us, a picture of you holding a piglet. And wondering, so the farm is it a multi-purpose farm? Do you have produce and also animals? How do you decide what you're going to be selling, what the best products are to meet your market?
Well, in this state and in Iowa and I guess others, but especially those two, I sort of looked at various farming practices. I was lucky enough to get a master's at Duke in environmental toxicology, and as I was job hunting, really thought a lot about agricultural practices and what they do to the environment, and kind of decided to put my money where my mouth was and steward an animal on the land and not in a big, confinement operation. And I chose pigs. I thought they were interesting. I thought they were smart, dignified, and lived a pretty undignified life in an alternative system. So when I got into it, I realized that, you know, the bigger animals, cows and pigs in particular, are really the money makers. And so to really invest in things like chickens and vegetables when you're already raising livestock is a little hard to do. It's a little apples and oranges, but the balance is very important. Mm-hmm. You've got all these animals on the land, tearing it up and pooping on it and things like that. You really need to think of a good way to uptake those nutrients. And in my case, I grow vegetables behind them, and I rotate aggressively. So
yeah, that's a great way. That's very progressive. That's a great way to do it, using the best of everything that you have, put it all together, and keep it on the farm. And I think that's one of the lessons that comes here that we can learn from listening to you talk about Cane Creek Farm, which we will continue to do as we talk about the animals that she raises. But as she just suggested, she's growing produce on the farm as well. 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Stephan here with more of this week's American Family Farmer. Check out the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The focus on a farm in North Carolina and a little town whose name I cannot pronounce. Saxapaha. How's that? Is that okay, Eliza? Saxapaha? Is that right?
Yeah, but we say it's Saxapaha. So you the emphasis is at the beginning, so you can roll through all those A's but still say them.
So you're in the produce business. You have animals that you're growing and supplying the meat to your customers. I wonder, you seem like sort of, I've never talked to you before. I didn't know anything about your farm until today. But you seem like sort of, and I say this in the most positive way because I am kind of this way, a sort of new age family farmer. I've grown up and learned a lot from the people who preceded me, but I have a lot of new attitudes toward the animals especially. I'm not a produce guy. I'm a dairy guy. But I can't slaughter my animals and I can't eat them. And I don't do that. That's not dairy, not necessarily about that. But it seems that that's part of what you do. How do you work your way through that? Because you look like, as we were describing that pig earlier, you get into the lives of the animals that you're raising, but sooner or later they're going to end up on somebody's table. So how do you work that through?
I guess the easiest way to sort of approach it for me is the joy of producing them. I am a farrow to finish operation, so I have all the breeding stock. I've got the mamas. I raise them on pasture, rotating aggressively over the farm, and then I bring the sows about a week to two before they're going to farrow into a farrowing house, which is sort of a cozy 8x8 stall with a safe area for the piglets where I can, you know, put a light or a heating pad or something this time of year. And bringing all those guys into the world, the sows do most of the work. They don't need assistance as much as a lot of other livestock animals, but the size disparity is tremendous, so the possibility of crushing exists, and I watch for good maternal ability and instinct, and that's how I select my sows, and to sort of be a part of that whole process of letting a pig be a pig and having fun and then showing me that they have the signs of being a good mother and letting them stay longer than, you know, the weight of a market pig. I can't do that if I don't have a market for these animals. I can't keep producing animals if they don't go somewhere. And if they are carefully raised and then carefully slaughtered, and I'm very, very lucky to have a place only 40 minutes from me where the man that does take their life has been doing it every single day for 45 years. He is also an animal lover and very good at it, very gentle, very calm. And you know, they move around on trailers or walking with me on my farm, so to get on that last trailer ride is not a big stressor for them. I'm there with them when they are killed, and it allows my land and myself to breathe and get ready for the next round. And I'm feeding in intensely high quality food, great tasting food. I have a very loyal customer base that drives, you know, to find me. And if I keep it small and I feed my village and a few others beyond, it just sort of makes, I guess in the words of Temple Grandin, it makes me more human. I feel raising animals is a very positive thing. You know, if I've handled the entire process responsibly and to the best of my ability, I can stand behind it and be okay with knowing that these little animals that I love are, well, basically going to be replaced by other animals that I love. I don't think humans are going to stop eating meat. You know,
no, they aren't. I always look at it in a personal sense. That's all. I have a harder time, but you've done a good job of rationalizing it. You have a business. They provide a service people are going to want, and you apparently have found quite a good customer base, not only the people coming to the farm, but you're selling the meat to chefs, and you go to farmers markets that are all in that area. So, and you just said a few minutes ago that people really know that you're there now. Is it word of mouth, or do you do other promotional things?
Mostly word of mouth. But I was, my timing, and I really think, looking back on it all, so much of life is about timing and the luck of
timing.
Sure
is. It sure is.
I fell into this whole thing wanting to make a difference in the pig world and do something a little different. And as I tried it out, I found this tremendous demand that I have never been able to meet. And so I've had the luck of being able to decide how big or how small I want it to be and who I want it to sell to. And I've really, unfortunately, tried it all because that's a bit exhausting. But when the economy tanked in 08, in 09 and 2010, I suddenly had more customers and more desire and more demand than I'd ever had before. And I was so surprised. I thought everybody was going to be too poor to pay for my products because my prices are high.
Yeah.
But it turned out there were folks that had lost their jobs. They'd lost their benefits. They were, one partner in a marriage was home and had the time to go to a farmer's market, explore eating better, keeping their kids out of the doctor's office, et cetera, et cetera. And the next thing I knew, I had University of North Carolina and Duke and Elon and all these colleges saying, we want your stuff in our dining halls. And so that's what I mean about timing. I couldn't have ever predicted that. And so for that,
I'm looking at a list of the people who work there with you. The kind of agriculture you're involved in, more and more women are fancying either owning farms or working on farms. This looks like an almost all-woman co-op here. And the old-timers would say, oh, women aren't made for that kind of work and, you know, other nonsense like that. I find a lot of the women that I'm encountering on this program and in my own family life on the farm are rugged individuals in a spiritual sense and an emotional sense and a physical sense. Do you fit into the people who you have working with you fit into that mold?
Absolutely. And that list you're looking at is probably a bit dated because I don't service my website as often as I should because I'm too busy. But I have two of those women that are probably on there come back every summer to give me a break. I mean, they love this farm so much. They're still in agriculture. In fact, I think I almost have 100% attrition from this farm directly into some other either farming operation themselves or something a little higher up on the food chain, but they've been moved enough to stay, you know, in this business. Right now I have one right-hand man that I can't live without. He's literally standing next to me holding the baby so we don't have too much noise in the background. And he's worked for me 5 years this month, and we do the whole thing together, except for we get some summer break help.
Yeah, well, so that's a good thing.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, finding people that share whatever the values are. And you also have what I like about this, and I'm trying to establish it on my farm in Massachusetts. And by the way, if you want to go check out my facility, it's Eastleigh, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, eastleighfarm.com. It's totally built around the cows. There's nothing else going on there, although I could do other things. I don't choose to at the moment, but there are other things you can do with land. I have a lot of open pasture, about as much land in pasture as you have there, maybe a little bit more. And it's kind of cool. It just, for me, it has become a lifestyle that I wouldn't want to ever be without. And but the way I attract people to the farm to get them to engage is a little different because I live in a different atmosphere. You know, I'm a suburban community. I'm the only real farm in town, and it's pretty close to Boston. So you have a lot of people who want to do other things, and you've done that. It looks to me like you're accommodating people who, or maybe it's part of what you need to do to make this sustainable. But I want to talk to you in a moment about the other activities that you have at Cane Creek Farm. CaneCreekFarm.us, the website, Eliza McClain, here at 43 past the hour.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Every January, Las Vegas hosts the biggest tech show of the year, CES. I was there, and here are some things to watch for in 2018. If you're sensitive to the sun, you may want to check out L'Oreal's UV Sense, a tiny sensor you wear on your fingernail for detecting ultraviolet exposure to the sun. It's battery-free, includes an NFC antenna, a temperature sensor, and a UV sensor. Honda's new concept robots were pretty cool and designed to detect human emotion. In a demo, the robot's glowing face changed expression as it greeted the crowd. And then there was Samsung's 146-inch TV called The Wall. It's the first modular TV, meaning users can alter the size and shape of the wall so it can be used as a multi-purpose display. More on the top tech at CES is at ces.tech.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
46 past the hour, American Family Farmer time. I'm Doug Steffen. Eliza McLean is here from Cane Creek Farm. The way you get started, when I say you get started, I'm talking about people in general, but I guess more specifically, I want to know how you got financing. How'd you get into this? What enabled you to, in terms of investment, make this happen? Because you had to have some kind of sizable investment. You just can't start and do without some money behind you.
I fully agree, and I actually think I'm a really odd anomaly. I've been watching farms, and certainly after 20 years, been mentoring a lot of new farmers, and really that is true. There needs to be some capital somewhere. When I started, I managed to get myself a mortgage on a place that I really probably had no business getting, because it was 2003 or something like that, when mortgages were being given to anybody that had halfway decent credit. And I did start with a day job. I was running a swine herd at North Carolina A&T State University, and mm-hmm. But I really wasn't making enough money to service that loan. So I shouldn't have got the mortgage, and I did get out from under it right before 08. But I started writing grants. I was working for the university system. I was collaborating with people at NC State. I really wanted to learn about farm transition, you know, older farmers that we mm-hmm. you've talked about the statistics of how, yep. how, you know, who's leaving and who's not coming in as farmers. And there were grants out there, and as a woman, as a minority, I ranked really high, and I got them all. And
good
so I
you.
Literally started. I literally started on grants, and then a John Deere farm. I can't remember what it's called. Farm something, some sort of credit, like a line of credit.
Yeah, farm. John Deere has a credit. The John Deere credit. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I did that for my feed, and then every other thing I did, buying livestock, buying equipment, was through grants. And with that little seed money, I got going, and I just peddled my wares. I mean, I drove a Suburban around with tiny twins with cases of tomatoes grown behind my pigs, and they had already tasted the pork, and they were like, bring us anything you got.
Yeah, good, so. Good. All right, give me 30, 40 seconds on other activities that you encourage people to participate in. Coming to visit the farm involves what?
I actually thought you were going toward the Airbnb stuff. I'm sorry. What do you mean by
that? Yeah, well, the Airbnb, whatever it is, you've got visiting people there. I tell you what I'm going to do, because I want to spend a few more minutes with you. I don't normally, but I think you have a great story to tell, and I want to make it a complete picture for people, because the idea behind this program is to have folks like you come on, tell their story, and inspire other people who are looking for ways, if income is dried up on this side or that side, how do we make it work? Because most people are dedicated, as you know, farmers, once they're on the farm, they don't want to leave. So stand by. I want you to tell me a little bit more about that Airbnb and the things that you're doing beside just the farming to make this sustainable. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer, I thought it a special opportunity for us to spend a few more minutes talking here with a lady that's created, isn't it great when you create something out of nothing? Eliza McLean has done just that at Cane Creek Farm because of her knowledge, her history with the animals, what she doesn't know, she learns about, she's able to provide products for the farmer's market, for local restaurants, for clients that come to the farm, and I'm sure that this is going to be the start of something big, and it isn't even the start of something. You've been at it, you said, for 20-some-odd years, so you've got a handle on how to do the animals. So you also, though, are inviting people to come to the farm, which I find rather interesting. Some farms are doing this now, where they bring folks onto the farm, and they charge them for an overnight, like a bed and breakfast kind of, and they work on the farm. They teach them about the farm. I'm not sure how much you're doing of that, but I do know that you promote the fact you stay overnight in a yurt. And if you don't know what a yurt is, Y-U-R-T, it's a round building. And I forget its origins. I know I was on a farm in California that had them, and I was thinking actually putting one up for a couple of people to work for me. So how would you better describe it?
Well, and mine was given to me. I, being in this community, I've been very lucky with gifts of things. I inherited a bus that I built a bus when my twins, who are now 17, were in utero, and we rent that out still after I drove around the country with them in it for a little minute. And then somebody else has parked a bus here that we've converted into a bedroom. And then we've got the yurt, and we've got a couple platforms and a sort of Appalachian Trail shelter, three-sided shelter that's on a cliff over a creek that we have here. So we've got these sort of rugged places, and people do use them year-round, but I need to make a disclaimer, and as I describe my sort of timing luck, I also have a lot of location luck, and I've been involved in this little village for a long time now, and one of the things that we've created, which has allowed for a butcher shop with not a lot of foot traffic to actually, you know, stay alive, is we're on a river. We've got some canoeing and kayaking. We have a world-class brewery that has cool new issues all the time, and people come from everywhere. We've got two farm-to-table restaurants, actually three, and this wonderful place called the Haw River Ballroom, where Gillian Welsh and her husband Dave Rawlings just played two shows this weekend. Right. And it is about a five-minute barefoot walk on a grassy path from there to here. So I am right downtown in this cool little place with a cool little venue. So my way of dealing with tours and people curious about where their food comes from and coming to this farm, with only two of us working, it's a really hard thing to deal with volunteers as much as we love them. It's a hard thing to deal with tours. We just don't really have the time in our workday. So we invite people to utilize these little accommodations, go to a show, come home, you know, after a few beers, not having to drive. So that's a nice little perk. And then they can wake up in the morning and follow us doing chores and feeding the animals. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of double monetizing what I do. And it's been tremendous. I really don't think I could be this small and not do that. One of the reasons I did get big for a while 10 years ago was to try to, you know, deal with the known small margins of raising products like this, but do more. And, you know, the get bigger, get out thing was never a very tasteful option to me, but I felt kind of pushed into it with that demand I described before. Yeah. And then about 5 years ago, I just backpedaled massively. I was losing sight of things. All I was ever doing was managing people and fixing broken equipment. I wasn't really even enjoying farming anymore.
Yep, so been there, done that, and I know I know exactly what you're talking about. So it's refreshing to hear that you figured out a way around it. Well, you certainly are an inspiration for lots of people. Doesn't make any difference what age you are, what your background is, what your sex is. You can do all of these things and put your mind to it. So if you want to, again, explore what Eliza has done, go to canecreekfarm.us. She'll update her website now. She knows we're sending a lot of people there. Eliza McLean, good to have you here on the American Family Farmers, 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.